Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning. Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And the three of us, you can just think of us as the brothers and sisters you never had. Maybe wanted, maybe didn't, but you've got us. You're stuck with us. You press play. So here we are. And every few days we take questions from you and we ask, can we help you with that? And before we get into anything else, if you have a question, remember, even if your question is half-baked or half-asked, you have to send it because you have to pay your listener tax. That is, it's an obligation. You are required. And you can do that by sending it through on socials at Can We Help You Podcast or go to the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. I'm done. Someone else speak.
The rule is that you do have to send in a question, but there is no obligation for that question to be good.
Yeah, no, it can be
We don't need good questions. We just need questions.
Yeah, questions, just, yes, just of anything. Any kind.
What did we do the other week? Was it smoked or marinated meat? We did a whole master debater on whether smoked food or marinated food is better. Like, ridiculous.
Exactly.
But so much fun.
And look, if you're a listener of this podcast, just mention a food in your question and you know we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I marinated chicken today.
I feel like marinated chicken today. I made something really nice this week. Now, have you guys heard of Nat's What I Reckon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We should get him on the show.
Work.
I feel like he doesn't do much else.
Work. I think he's pretty busy. I'm holding up his cookbook at the moment. We get free – well, we get radio stations and people within radio stations get sent free shit all the time. And
oh, yes.
We have a lot of books. So I'll walk past desks and there's just piles of books on people's desks that they've been sent.
Look, I got to be honest. I know that we probably don't have – I mean, we might. But if you work for a PR company – why do you send books to radio stations?
Well,
one's going to – like unless you're super duper famous, unless the book that you're trying to promote is written by someone who is extremely famous and in the pop culture, you're not going to get a shout out or an interview by sending a free book to a radio station.
I have seen it happen. It works very, very rarely, but I have seen people send in books and then, you know, a month later or something like that, someone comes in and says, oh, I made something from that recipe book and it was really good, and they mention it on the radio.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. That's how PR works. We also have podcasters podcasts, and a lot of podcasts will talk about books. There's all sorts of podcasts that are in the listener stables. You know, there's healthcare ones, like health ones, there's self-help, there's everything. There's kids ones, there's parenting ones.
Are you trying to launch a book review segment on this podcast? Because I don't know if I'm down for that.
No, I'm trying to talk about the food I made from this fucking cookbook. Anyway, where my desk is right near the main kitchen, and that's where the books that no one wants go to be collected by someone who does want them. And I was stoked that that's what I reckon's big, thick, hard cover.
Oh, hello.
Oh, okay.
Hardcover cookbook was there, and I snatched it so fast. And this week I made Surf and Turf Migo Rang, and it was
lovely.
So effing delicious. It was prawns, it
that
was chicken.
Very good.
It was really, really good. Lots of garlic, lots of spring onions, chili. Oh my God, it was so fucking good. Can we just talk about food?
I haven't had lunch today, and this is my God, I am so hungry now. Yeah, Surf and Turf Migo Rang, that's what I'm gonna have. I'll find it somewhere.
No, I'm sure he's probably posted the recipe before, but if you want, although the problem with his cookbook is it's actually comics, so it's not your standard.
Yeah,
I think you'd like it, Franco. Actually, I'm just
okay. So it's a bit of entertainment and a bit of
it's like a graphic novel cookbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Are we doing PR for That's What I've just said. Don't send books to, and now we're doing PR for That's What I Reckon.
It's not,
exactly. We pretty much work for him at this point.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's into. Who cares? Like, we're just talking about things. We just talk about crap. And today, I'm talking about a yummy cookbook. I mean, a yummy recipe I got from a cookbook I just got. Which, you know, people might want to be like, oh, I want to check that out. So go for
it. Sounds like PR to me.
Your PR.
I made a butter chicken tonight, actually. That was very delicious.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to make, Franco, since you're so hungry?
I
was just cooking tonight.
I'm podcasting from my parents' house at the moment, and we're going to go home. After we do this.
Campbelltown.
There is a really nice Greek place that does it. Incredible souver. It's on the way home, so we might pop it, pop
that
by
sounds
there.
Good.
That sounds really good. I had banh mi for lunch. That was also delicious. Yeah. I love banh mi because they're so cheap. Like, I don't feel guilty about getting banh mi for lunch when I'm like, oh, I'm getting lunch
it's
at work.
It's the last cheap food. Am I wrong in saying that? I think that there's nothing else like a banh mi.
How much does a banh mi set you back?
A banh mi is like, at a good place, like $8 or $9.
Okay, well, mine was 10, but I got the roast pork with crackling, so it's not.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
and it's
the crackling's always
legit.
A couple bucks extra.
It's like pork belly. It's like sliced pork belly. It's really good. And, yeah, man, just like.
You can't
so
really
good.
Beat 10 bucks. I mean, even in like a three-piece feed at KFC has got to be like $16 these days, surely.
Sushi, I think, still relatively affordable. When I go to my local sushi place near work, I get like two rolls and two like side pieces. So I'll get like, what's the small one? Looks a bit like a poo.
It looks like you're kind of like masturbating a penis.
I was going like that. Who masturbates?
Yeah, like
a penis
a really weird kind of masturbatory action.
Like a detached penis. I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Stop it. I don't want to talk about
that. What are you talking
anyway,
about?
I get two side pieces plus two rolls, and it's like $11, which I think is pretty reasonable. And I'm full afterwards. So, you know, sushi and banh mi. Subway is still relatively cheap, sort of. I don't know. I love Subway.
Whoever would like to sponsor us who is a food company, a food brand, see, we talk about any and every food that you
we
want.
We definitely will. I'm just thinking about an Italian BMT right now.
Oh, fuck, I love Italian BMTs. Oh, my God.
If
Yum.
We don't get onto a question, then I'm just going to start salivating.
No, well, Jack said he had something for us in the intro. I don't know what it is, but he said, oh, guys, I've got to tell you something. Well, save it.
It's probably about food.
I hope so.
Something happened to me over the weekend, and there's a... But there's a group of people who will find this amazing, and there's a group of people who won't really find it anything at all.
What group are we in?
Yeah, what do we sit in?
You guys are definitely going to be in the section. But there will be people out here listening to this podcast who will be absolutely amazed at this.
Celeb Watch!
What? A Celeb Watch?
Whoa. Now...
That was really loud in my ears.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't that. I'm sure you fixed that for the podcast listeners, but I can't hear anymore.
We won't be able to hear your great Celeb Watch. We haven't had a Celeb Watch since. Was that your shit one at the theatre? And you're like, oh, no, guess who no. I saw. And we're like, what?
No, fucking don't you remember Jason Segel? Don't you remember Tom Cruise and James
yeah,
Corden?
You saw, yeah, but you saw the ones. Okay, so Jason Segel was good because
was
you saw great. Him at a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
two
your
good
best
ones.
One. That was your absolute best work.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise and James Corden, they were on a stage and you were in the audience. That's what yeah. they do. They yeah. were being celebrities.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Correct. All right, hit us. Let's
well,
go.
I went to a play over the weekend. In the production, one of the actors is a guy named Jonah Platt. Now, if you probably wouldn't know who Jonah Platt is, but you might know his brother, who is Ben Platt. Now, Ben Platt was in Pitch Perfect. He was Benji in Pitch Perfect. He's very much a big name in the theatre world, like really, really famous. He was in the Dear Evan Hansen movie, if you've ever seen that movie, which I doubt either of you have.
No, nope.
I have Googled Ben Platt and I am staring at a photo of him and yep. I have no idea who he is, but carry on.
He comes up when you Google. Wait, just wait.
He's pretty famous.
Okay.
He was in yeah. an episode of Will and Grace.
Yeah, okay.
He was in The Politician. Did you ever watch The Politician?
He was in an episode of Will and Grace. Like,
he
that
was
is not.
In an episode.
He's, look, in the theatre world, he's massive.
Okay.
Anyway, right. We as we got to sitting down, it was a sort of a late start. It was closing night. And we look over and three seats down from us with his fiancée is bloody Ben Platt himself sitting down right there ready to watch his brother. And I was like, wow. And if you knew who Ben Platt was and you're into the kind of things that he does, you would be impressed with that. I'm just
you know when you
out.
Google a celebrity and it comes up, if you scroll down a little bit, it comes up with like people also search for. I don't even know any yeah. of the people that are like Ben Platt. I've never heard of anyone
Noah
in this
Galvin,
man's universe.
Molly Gordon, Mark Platt, and
who
Jimmy
are these
Patro.
People?
I don't know. Vaguely recognize him from Pitch Perfect. Yeah, look, I mean, sure, why not?
Anyway, so that was my celeb watch for the weekend.
All right, well, at least you brought something to the table today.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this podcast and that interested you or you're amazed or you've heard of Ben Platt, just let's actually go with if you've heard of Ben Platt
let
at
us
all.
Know.
If we said the name Ben Platt yep. and a face popped into your head, please let us know because I'm starting to think that we should ban
yes,
Jax
please.
From this segment. Unless Agreed. They're in How I Met Your Agreed. Mother, no more celeb watches.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, well, how about I get to a question then?
Do something useful.
Okay. Well, I got a question here from Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie says, hello, brothers and sisters I never had but always wanted. I have a bit of a weird one for you.
Ooh.
Love a weird one?
Is it Ben Platt?
Love a weird one. I wish. Ronnie says, I've been living with my housemate for a year and a half. Recently, I learnt that said housemate has been watering her plants with her menstrual blood when it's that time of the month.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
According right. to her, it's good for the plants. Personally, I find this really gross and unhygienic, especially as so many of her plants are in our communal space. She's reassured yeah. me that she only waters her plants with her fertilizer. However, I still feel quite uncomfortable about it. Am I being dramatic or is this a bit odd? How do I tell her I find this uncomfortable without hurting her feelings? Thank you. Love from Ronnie. As I said, we take all questions.
Ronnie, this is a great question.
Thank you very much,
this
Ronnie.
This is probably one of the weirdest ones we've ever had.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Now,
first question. I've never heard of, I've never heard of this happening at all, but I've never heard of anyone, and you need to realize that this is part of the process, I've never heard of anyone actually collecting that any kind of use.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you never heard of anyone collecting it. Like, how do you collect it? Do you squeeze it out of a pad or a tampon?
I don't really want the answer. No, I just want to point out that that is part of the process here.
No, there's someone listening going, how the fuck do you, where is it going? Is she sitting over a cup all day? I just want to explain. Have you gentlemen ever heard of a menstrual cup?
Oh, I've heard of a moon cup. Is that what that is?
So, because my first thought was, well, how is she getting it? I was like, oh, she probably uses a menstrual cup, which are really great because she can leave them in longer than you can tampons. And they are literally like little silicone cups that you insert and then you actually tip them out and you're supposed to wash them between uses. But the idea is you can leave it in all day. Any man listening to this and going, ooh, gross, shut the fuck up, all right? Menstruation is how you got here, all right? Without periods, one will be alive.
How do you wash them?
You are supposed to boil them.
Boil them. Uh-huh. Yes, you boil them.
Yeah, oh, of course.
You're supposed to boil them.
No, that makes sense.
But the idea is you can leave it in all day so you don't, it's not like you have to wash it in a sink at work, which would be uncomfortable for some people.
Yeah. I guess the good thing about a little cup is that you can collect it for uses like
watering your plants.
My question is more, is it worth it?
Some people... this is similar, will plant their placentas after birth. Now, this has been going on for a very long time. Plant your placenta.
Aren't you supposed to eat it?
I've heard of eating it. Yes. You, like, plant it, like, in soil?
Yeah, yeah, but, like, with a tree. Like, you don't just put it in the soil.
I was going to say, what does it grow into? Sorry.
Oh, my God, could you grow babies from your placenta just on a tree? Oh, my God, there's
That'd
a new baby.
That'd be so
just
much easier.
Right.
No. So people can use the placenta in their gardens. I have heard of that. I'm actually watching a show at the moment called Call the Midwife, and it's set in early 1960s London, and they are midwives and delivering babies in people's homes. And they were literally yesterday I was watching an episode and they were like, make sure you save that afterbirth, love. It goes really good on my runner beans. So this isn't completely
new. Do
anyone
know what a placenta tastes like?
Not personally, no.
No, I Franco? Haven't. Haven't seen her on any menus.
Let me hang on. What does placenta taste like?
It'd probably taste like liver or something. Like it's an organ.
Yeah. Placentas are rich in blood, lending it a coppery, gamey flavor. Chefs who have cooked it.
Coppery, gamey flavor?
Coppery freaks me out.
Compare it to squab. Others suggest it's like liver. And some compare it to
liver,
chicken.
See?
Oh, okay.
Everyone says if it's weird or you don't eat it, they're like, what tastes like chicken?
Might be good with a big English, you know, big English cook-up breakfast.
Like a blood sausage?
Yeah.
I'm actually not hungry anymore. I was starving when we started this.
There was a blog I used to follow when blogs were a thing and it was called Shut the Fuck Up Parents, and basically it made fun of parents oversharing on social media. I'm sure I've talked about it before because it was a great blog. But one of the... categories was women sharing images of their literal one image is burned into my brain, big glass, like look like a salad bowl, like a big glass salad bowl with literal chopped up placenta in it raw. And this woman's like, tucking in after giving birth to Nevaeh Lee Jones.
Do you chuck it in the fridge?
Yeah, like, no. People make milkshakes. I have heard of people making milkshakes out of them. That's disgusting. I mean,
it's obviously, yes, there's proof that it's good for you. I've heard of people that there are services. I don't know if it's proven that it's good for you. People like to eat it. I've heard of services
There's anecdotal evidence.
minutes.
You can provide this company with the placenta and they'll turn it into pills that you can, you know, take every day while you're breastfeeding and that kind of thing.
Yep.
That's understandable to me.
Yeah, sure.
Tucking into a big bowl of chopped placenta is not for me. That's all.
Hideous. Now, what was the question?
So, we're not too far off topic. We're watering plants with menstrual blood.
Right.
Yeah. Ronnie's housemate waters her plants with her menstrual blood, and Ronnie finds this a bit uncomfortable. Wants to know if maybe Ronnie's being a bit dramatic, and also like how does Ronnie broach the subject again without hurting her feelings?
Sure. Look, Ronnie, I think you're going to have to take the L on this one. If it's going into a plant, it's not like she's, okay, unless your plants are in your home and you're, oh my God, and there's splashes of blood on your belongings or on your floor, on your carpet.
But the thing is, like, the plants, it's not like, okay, so it's Ronnie's housemate, right? It's not like it's just plants that are in Ronnie's housemate's room, in which case it's like, well, it's in their room. That's their room. Just don't ever go in there. It's in the it's in the living room. And yeah,
is
like
it in the
maybe
living room? Did she say living room or is it outside?
In their communal spaces. So they have different plants that they've each purchased and that they kind of, you know, I guess it are theirs. They say it's in the communal space.
But they might be outside. I mean, if it's outside, I don't think there's, you can't, like, what do you mean it's unhygienic? It's outside. Like it's in dirt.
I think outside is okay if there is a dedicated area or a corner of the garden, perhaps, which if it were me, I would, you know, just not go to that corner and everything would be fine. But I don't know what to suggest for Ronnie here. I don't know what the right call is.
What compels someone to water their plants with their own?
Well, I think it just goes back to the similar thing with the placentas. Like it's like rich in nutrients and, you know, I mean, I don't know if menstrual blood is, it's uterus lining. I don't know if there's like a placenta has grown a baby in it. So there it is nutrient dense. I don't know about period blood because it's just shedding of the uterus wall. Like what's particularly, it'd be like, oh, I don't know, like anything from your body. It's like, oh,
I've heard of.
Blew my nose into my plant. I don't know. Fuck.
I've heard of some women who have cooked bread using yeast from themselves. I've heard of that before.
I'm sorry. I am drawing the line there. That is just fucked up. That is just not.
It's
not,
not
right.
Necessary.
Not to eat. Exactly. It is not. It's so unnecessary. This is just a bit weird, but I don't think, like, it's, if, I just don't think it's unhygienic, Ronnie, as long as it's being done, you know, as long, like I said, as long as it's not in your, inside your house.
I can't think of it and like, think, oh, that's unhygienic. Like, I'm worried for the safety of my health, but if I were sitting on a couch in my apartment and there was a little table next to me and there was a plant on that table that was filled with menstrual blood, I would not sit on that couch. And I don't know why. I don't want to feel like I'm period shaming or anything like that.
I don't.
For some reason, I would avoid that room. And that's unfair because it's in that room happens to be in my house.
Yeah.
Like, would it, I mean, would it have a smell? Maybe.
It's blood. It's blood. And, you know, like, let's not get too bloody graphic, but it's not like it's blood. So it smells like blood. That's all it smells like.
Well, okay. Even blood, I'm not sure that, anyway.
I don't enjoy the smell of blood personally in any sense. But if this plant is outside and your housemate is, oh my God, this is so grim. Your housemate is just collecting it and taking it out there and you don't have to do anything or see anything. And it's not a parsley plant that she's then picking from and putting it in your food.
I think
you have to just let this one go, Ronnie, because it's grim, but it's not unsafe. It's her plants. If it was communal plants, even that, I don't know. But I don't think you can do anything about this, Ronnie. I think maybe just if you're that uncomfortable, get a new housemate.
if I were in Ronnie's situation, yes, get a new housemate is kind of an appealing option. But I would consider just coming up with some very basic ground rules. I would, for example, I'd like to see some rules like in your room, anything you do in your room is fine. Anything you do in that corner of the garden is fine. Do not maybe perhaps water the plants while I am around. And no fruits and nothing edible. That's definitely another one.
Honestly, yeah, like
100.
The first time, if I'm sitting there as Ronnie, the very first time that I saw my roommate wander out with their cup and pour it into the plant, I think I would be grabbing my things, getting a hotel room, and never returning back to that house personally.
And just a note, because I completely understand your perspective there. And just a note for anyone out there who is listening who might be doing this, I honestly think the best course of action, because obviously we've talked, it's not necessarily unhygienic. It's not that much of a problem. Don't tell the housemate, because all it does is makes people uncomfortable. Just live your life and do it, water your plants in secret. Just don't tell them. I would love to, I'd be fine living in a house if I didn't know that was going on.
I don't know about that. I personally am not sure that I would be okay with that. I think you have to tell them, look, I don't want to shame. If that's what you're into, if that's what you want to do, no, I'm not, you know, no judgment from me. But I think you got to tell your housemate, and then your housemate has the right to say, I would prefer if you didn't do that in the communal spaces. And, you know, the communal spaces, you have to come to some kind of understanding or compromise. It's not just, you know, you living there. So I think part of the compromise is maybe don't water the communal plants.
Yeah, which they're not.
Menstrual blood.
They're not. They're watering their own plants.
Yeah, but they're in the communal space.
It doesn't matter. So. But it's outside. But what? Are you sitting in a pot plant? Like, no, you go outside and you, I don't know if they've got a balcony or if it's a garden or yard or whatever, but like it's not like it's, you know, they're not pouring it on the lounge. Like
If it were me, I would want to know exactly which plants it is, and just so I know, you know, where that matter is.
Way to avoid.
You know, obviously it's not on the lounge, but if I'm sitting in a room and I know it's around me, I just don't know where, that makes me uncomfortable. If I know it's in that plant, potentially I can just avoid that corner, like I said.
What is going to happen? Like, okay, now you two, I think,
I know that I'm being unreasonable. Absolutely know that I'm being unreasonable. It's not going to jump out of the plant and get me.
No, it's not.
It feels like it could, though. I don't know why, and I can't justify it.
That is your own problem. Sounds like a you problem, not a Ronnie's housemate problem.
Look, I'm not against it. I just think, you know, I also wouldn't fertilize plants with my own poo. I just don't think that that's something that...
That is unhygienic. Yeah. That is disgusting. That's unhygienic.
Is it though? Because that's like proven to be a good fertilizer for plants. We literally buy it bagged from other animals.
Although actually, hang on. Do you know there's a fertilizer called Blood and Bone? It's literally blood and bone. So I guess this does make sense. They're saving money. They just don't want to spend money on the fertilizer. Blood and
really?
Bone.
Really? They're doing your favor, Ronnie.
It is so bad. Blood and bone. Oh my God.
Speaking of blood and bone, I've heard of this, and yeah, like it's used in a lot of garden centers and like for commercial farming and that kind of thing. Houseplants. Never heard of it being used on houseplants. I don't know if that's really necessary.
Yeah, but this is like just, okay, remember as well, women don't bleed liters during the cycle. Yeah, I know. It's like, it's a tiny amount. You know what? It's probably completely redundant. Like, that amount isn't really going to achieve much.
I honestly don't know if I have a problem with the amount. I think it's just the fact that it's happening at all. It could be a milliliter. I think it's just the fact I'm starting to wonder, how did Ronnie find out about this? Like, is this, like Jack said, like, did the housemate just come in and start watering the plants, or was it a sit down conversation? Did someone start smelling blood?
Oh my God. How would you feel if Ronnie's housemate was just filling up a watering can and then putting like literally a cup in, which is, I don't know, I 3 inches big, long, maybe, and not very wide, and just diluted it, popped it into the watering can, and then poured it. Then it's mainly just water anyway.
Look, I would probably not really think too hard about that. But, I mean, depending on whether I was watching Ronnie's housemate do that or not, I think if I saw it happening, I'd be like, that's a little strange. But I guess if I didn't know about it, then I wouldn't know about it.
Exactly. If it's in a watering can, like a lot of watering cans aren't see-through. If you don't know what's going on, it won't hurt you. I think, and I know that this is wrong as well, but I've just kind of got this vision in my head of Ronnie's housemate, you know, walking out of the bathroom and then going to pour straight into the plant. And I know that that's probably not what's happening, but it's not that far from what's happening, really.
Ronnie had to find out somehow.
Yeah, Ronnie had to find it somehow. What do you normally do? Like, where does it normally go if you don't put it on a plant?
You just pour it down the toilet if it doesn't go on a plant.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you just pour it down the toilet and then rinse the cup and give it a clean.
That seems like less effort to me than going to the effort of pouring it on a plant. But
I think, you know, like I said, I'm affirmed in my decision or in my assessment that Ronnie just has to accept this. However, if it is in any way impeaching on the comfort of your living experience and them just pouring it on a pot plant outside that is theirs, I don't think impeaches on your living experience. Like if they had a collection jar next to the loo and they were filling it up and leaving it there, that's another story. Mm. Because that was my next question was like, well, are they waiting till the end of their cycle? Yeah. Are they doing it every day? Like, there's so many questions.
There's a, you know, there's sort of like an industry around, you know, people selling bathwater or you know, farts in a jar or air in a jar. Maybe, Ronnie, you and your housemate could go into business together and you could sell, you know, like, pure menstrual fluid as a fertilizer. You could be rich off this.
This is not legal advice, but no. I think bathwater is fine because it's water, but there are potentially laws about mailing
bodily fluids.
Human waste products, yeah.
Correct. My follow-up question, Ronnie, which I would really appreciate a response on, so please let us know. Are plants growing well? Are you getting the benefit of beautiful plants? If so.
Yeah, I mean, then maybe you just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
I did have a slightly unethical approach just pass through my mind, which I feel like it's maybe potentially worth mentioning. If this is problematic, if Ronnie's housemate is, you know, watering all of the plants in the lounge room and doesn't seem to want to stop it at all, would there be anything wrong with potentially poisoning a few plants just to prove your point, to say, hey, it looks like it's not working, maybe you should stop?
Hey, that's a good idea. I like that.
Sabotage. Don't kill innocent plants. They're just trying to get along.
It's bad for the plants, but look, they've gone through enough already.
I've just had a little Google, and this is a thing that people do, obviously. This one website has said it's not recommended to pour period blood directly onto the soil because the concentrated fluid could cause odour as it dries and will attract insects.
Oh, my God.
Your best option is to dilute and make a watering solution.
Yeah, like I said. Okay. Well, I will – okay, for you two – if Ronnie, your housemate, is just pouring it undiluted, then that does sound absolutely disgusting that it would attract insects. So, you know, have that conversation. How awkward, though. And I think that was the problem. Ronnie's like, it's so fucking awkward, which is why I was like, just take the L. Just deal with it. But, yeah, if it's creating any sort of hygiene issues, re-insects, re-smells, then you're going to have to tough it up and say something because that's not cool. Like, you know, if that was their own house and they were happy to live with that, then that's fine. But if it's causing discomfort to you in that way, then you should say something.
It's one of the comments here is I started to use the blood on my veggie garden and they definitely seem happier. So, I mean, I personally am not sure that I would maybe that's why I don't eat veggies.
Jesus.
I've got to say that is one of the weirdest questions we've ever gotten.
But great question.
I'd say it's one of the best questions. Thank you very much, Ronnie. You have paid a hell of a tax there, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to make them exempt, except I do want to find out if the plants are doing well. You do have to
please
respond.
Let us know.
I'm sure it wasn't in the original question, but I just want to know how they found out.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. Yeah.
That's a great question. Okay, that's all. Let's go. That's enough. That's enough for
today. Good idea.
You can send a question as well if you're listening to this and you've been inspired at Can We Help Your Podcast on socials or canwehelpyourpodcast.com. And we'll be back in a few days.
If you partake in this, hit us up. Let us know what it's like and whether your plants are happy with it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to be. Yeah.
I don't want this to turn into what the podcast is about, but yes, sure. I'll accept
it. We might
one.
Start a trend.
Get over it. It's just a period. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.